speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Please do be seated. It's nice to be back again. Nice sentence. I want this morning just to look at Lent, and an introduction to Lent, and think about where we're going for the next few weeks as we lead up to Easter. I suppose I would preface what I say this morning with a comment about where people are in relation to Christian faith, most of the people that we listen to in the media and what have you, and the criticisms that they make about our faith, and alleging that somehow we're out of touch. The people will tell us that our faith is speculation, and that we need to be grounded more in reality. There are those who poke fun at the Christian faith, and tell us that we need to be more rational, more scientific, and though Christian people were not rational or scientific. So often we see people wanting to put science and religion as if they're opposing ideas, as if one were for people of faith and one were for people with reason. I don't know if you saw today, Nat and Rodney, the television this week on Jonathan Ross. Did any of you watch that? I'm not a great fan of Jonathan Ross, but David Attenborough was on, and he was sort of talking about his new DVD box set and what have you. He's been doing a lot of programs, very wonderful programs. And he's also been doing a lot of stuff about Darwin. And they said to him, Jonathan Ross said to him, from what you've been doing and what you've seen, and Darwin, evolution, everything. Is there anything in all that that makes you think that, you know, there cannot be a God? It's quite interesting because David Attenborough, who is an agnostic, said, no, absolutely not. There was nothing that he has learned or seen in all of his studies that led him to the belief that evolution and the concept of God are in conflict. We need to just hear that because there are so many people who will tell us over and over again that Christian faith, you know, has no basis.